Okay, so let me show you inside our new application Igloo. So as you can see, it's a nice clean interface, and we're actually making it some adjustments to the UI. So come launch day, it might look a little bit different, but yeah, it's basically done like this. So what you would do is create a campaign, and I've created one, it's called Josh's campaign. And then inside your campaign, you add pages. So you can go through and, you know, select a page. Maybe you want to add, for example, an opt-in page. You can preview it like this. It's a nice kind of one over there, or you can, and then you can go through and select if you want to edit your campaign. We've got some really nice looking pages, so let me show you some of them. I'll just preview this one, and I'll open up this one as well. As you can see, these animations and everything was, you know, created directly inside of Igloo. It looks really, really professional, as you can see. Nice animations, hover effects, and things like that. And yeah, you know, those great page templates for people to start building off. We've got upsell pages, so let me show you some of these. This one's quite a nice one. And the background, you know, colors was, it's like a gradient color, so you can add gradients to your backgrounds, to your sections. And yeah, just a whole bunch of really awesome customization features. So as you can see like that. So what I would do, once you've got some pages you want to add, just simply select them. You can go through and add more pages as well. So maybe on a landing page as well. So you can simply go through and select that. And then you can obviously go through and drag and place it where you want. Now these pages, aren't hosted on our software. You know, you need to either download them as an HTML file, or you can go through and download our WordPress plugin and then simply publish your pages directly through WordPress from Igloo. So yeah, it's an awesome software like that. So what we'd do now is go through and, you know, give a page a name. So I'm going to call this one upsell one, okay, and maybe I'll call this one sales page. And then you simply go through into your page and simply go through and edit it. So let's go and over here. Okay, cool. So this is the Igloo editor, and it's super, super simple to use. What you would do, you know, if you want to change an image, you simply double click on it and it opens up this pop-up. You can upload your images or simply go through and add it like that. And then what you do is simply click on the element and click on the style, and you go through and simply adjust the size. You know, you can add padding onto the top. We've got padding over here, so you can adjust it on any side. And yeah, you can go through and add an animation. So if you want an entrance animation, you go through and select one like that. Maybe something a bit more crazy like this. Okay. And yeah, you can also add on different other animations like, whoops, if I just go through, you can click on animations over here and it brings it up. So you can add spark animations. These are part of the upsell one, and also mouse hover animations are part of upsell one as well. And spark effects basically work. So when you, after a certain amount of time, you know, it will animate. So it kind of draws attention, especially like for buy buttons and things like that, to produce call to actions. And mouse hover effects, you know, simply like this, you can add hover effects to any element. So when they hover their mouse on it, it just looks pretty cool. Okay, so yeah, so what you can do is simply go through and, you know, customize these templates. So for example, change text just like this. And then what you can do is, you know, adjust the text fonts. You can adjust the text size. Obviously you can adjust the text color, all these kind of things like this, you know, super simple to use. You can adjust the text font weight. You can make it either really bold like this. I'll bring it down to 400. Okay. And then what you can do is begin, you know, basically go ahead and creating your pages. So the way that it works is through building blocks. So you simply click on this button and then you can go through and, you know, select a column. We've got different options down here. So different kind of column breakups like this. And then what you can do is begin dragging and dropping elements. So you can go through over here, let's say we want to have some text. I'll just drag and drop that down there. And maybe we want to add, let's say we want to have an icon over here. So I'll drag and drop that there. I'll select the icon. We've got a full icon library, you know, vector icons, what you can select. So maybe I'll go with this one here. And I'll go and change the style. Maybe I'll change a different color, maybe a blue color, something like that. Make it really big or really small, you know, adjust it however you want. And this one text, maybe I'll make this a little bit lower like that. And maybe I want to adjust the line space of the text. I can do this like that. And yeah, you can go through and begin building your pages. What you can also do, you know, obviously is, whoops, let's go and delete that. What you can do is adjust the background color. You can either select a gradient like this as well. So maybe you want to go with, I don't know, something like an orange and maybe a red like that. That looks quite nice. Or you can make it radial, so it goes in the middle, or horizontal, vertical, and things like that. So maybe something like that looks pretty cool. So I'm going to go through and actually delete this for now. And what we can also do, like for example, if you like different, if you're creating your page, you know, from scratch, and you want to maybe you want to save this section at the top because you really like, you know, this VSL section, what you can do is simply click on it and then click on save section as template and then give it a name, let's say VSL section for sale, or let's say sales page, so you can identify it. I'll click on save now. So if I go through and maybe I want to add that same section down here as well, so what I'll do is click on add new section, go to my templates, and you can see we've got different types of templates that you can go through and save and then directly add it onto your page. And this is going to help a lot, you know, when you're building different pages and you've got sections you want to add, maybe from your other pages that you created. What you can do is simply select them, click on add to page, and you can see instantly I've added that same section down over here. Okay, you can also go through and copy sections. So let's say maybe I want to copy this section over here. Let's go to other commands, copy rows, sorry. So you copy the rows, and then what you do is click and create a new section, section. And then I'm going to go adjust this color. Let's make it a kind of a gray color like that. And then what I can do is go through and paste rows on top of the section, okay, like that. So it just speeds things up, you know, a whole bunch, you know, instead of you having to go and recreate everything from scratch, you can go through and just copy and paste things. And then so on the left-hand side, we've got a whole bunch of features. So let's say you want to add a button down over here underneath this one again. Just drag and drop that. I can go through to the styles. I've got presets over here. So there's heaps of different types of presets for your buttons. You know, all the kind of styles you want. And you can also adjust everything. So, you know, if you select, for example, this one here, maybe that's quite a nice one. I go back to my styles. I go to my button shadow. I can adjust, you know, the shadow, make it longer like this. Maybe make it a bit darker, a bit lighter, however you want to do it. You know, you can go through and adjust it however you like. Maybe you don't like that, so we go through and select, you know, something like this with a gradient. And you just go to the background and just, you know, adjust the gradient color. So maybe you want to have like a red, and I don't know, something like that. You can go through and, you know, create that. You can also add on things like cards, so, you know, credit card things like this. You can adjust the size of them. You can adjust the top margin, the spacing. All these kind of things are super easy to customize and flexible. Like that, you can select whether you want to add extra ones like this or just remove them like that. You can also add an icon onto your button. So let's say you want to check one like that. And you can adjust the size as well if you want, make it a bit bigger. You know, design it however you want, you know, using this editor. You can add some padding onto the sides like this. Maybe make it a little bit like that. And that's looking really nice, you know, and it's that easy to go ahead and customize. Maybe you want to go through and add like a navigation bar on top of like a navigation menu like this. I'll go through and drag it down like that. And what I'm going to do first of all is just go through to my row, whoops, over here. And I'm going to go to the layout and adjust this to something like that. And then what I'm going to do is go and select this one, drag and drop it up here. Okay, like that. So now I've got a navigation bar. And what I'm going to do is select a different style. So you can see what it looks like for the on style and for the off style. Now with this one, it's going to be pretty fun. I'm just going to quickly show you this. So let's say I'm going to adjust this and say demo, for example. And this one I want to say features. And this one I'll say, let's say benefits, for example. I'm just trying to think of some. And then what I can do is go through and add a new one. Let's say join now. Like that, okay? So that's what it would look like when you hover your mouse on it. So what we can do is actually adjust this. So for the on style, what we can go to the background, we can select, you know, gradient, for example. Again, you can adjust this like that. Or maybe you want to go through and select an image. You can actually add an image onto the background, like a GIF image like this with snow, which looks super cool, and I'll just save this and show you that. And what you can also do, actually, I'll just quickly scroll down here. So let's say this section, I want to go through and name this one demo video, okay? So what I'll do is go back over to this navigation bar, and then I'll go to my settings. And what I can do for the demo, I want to scroll to the section which is demo video, okay? So I'll go ahead and save that. And now if I go and preview this, you can see we've got an animation over here. You can see right now I've got this really awesome snow effect like that. And if I click on this, it scrolls down to the section that I selected. And you can